talking next with David Slaza, the director of the Petronio Residency Center, the new dance program based in Round Top, which will start its first residency season this spring.
The organization is called the Petronio Company, or what is it?
Yeah, so I am the director of the Petronio Residency Center. It's a program of the Stephen Petronio Company. Stephen Petronio is an American choreographer in his 35th year as a company, 34th year as a company. Contemporary dance movement pioneer, alumni of the Trisha Brown Company. He is a fast-moving, dynamic choreographer. Has a home season in New York every year and tours. Also has a program called Bloodlines, where his company embodies masterworks of his influences as a person. So Trisha Brown's work, Merce Cunningham, Steve Paxton, Yvonne Rainer, Anna Halperin, and the company tours that alongside their rep. And then the Residency Center, which I run, is a investment in the future voices of the field, dance companies, to be able to come up out of the city or from their home bases and retreat in our in a beautiful natural setting where we take care of them with the chef and food grown on site organically, and a large beautiful dance studio space where they can come and make work without deliverables or expectations of the product at the end, and really use it as a research and development site to bolster the creative juices in our field. That's the idea.
And the first residency, when does it start?
Yeah, so we've owned the building, the site, for about a year, and the first full season of programming will start this summer. The residents who we just announced are Nora Chipmir, Will Rawls, and Kathy Westwater. So those choreographers and movement makers will bring their own companies up, so as many as 9 other collaborators with them, to spend a week in our setting and work out ideas. In addition, we have community partnership residencies, so we're working directly with some other dance companies and performance makers to come up and use the space in other ways with us, but that's the core of what we're doing this summer.
And so this is a residency program that's taking place on Round Top. The public at large, you're not doing performances. It doesn't culminate in a performance. It doesn't have a public aspect to it, I guess, right?
That's right. So they'll, in some cases, if the artists are interested in showing publicly, we're going to partner with other organizations or venues in the region to provide so
we might
to show
we might see some of the dancers, yeah, then possibly.
Exactly. And then in other cases we may have more private intimate showings. Just by virtue of our real estate, we can't have a lot of people up there. It's the end of a road without a lot of parking and stuff. So if you are interested, please join our newsletter and you can kind of see what's going on up there, and we do have small invite things going on from time to time. But no, largely it's a retreat space for artists to generate work that'll then go on to other other places for a premiere and public showing.
And is it just a coincidence, or is it real estate prices that Greene County now suddenly has 2 major international dance organizations in the Lumberyard in Catskill and you guys in Round Top?
I think, well, historically, the Hudson Valley has been a retreat and home to artists looking for inspiration and natural beauty. I think we're part of that 200, 300 year lineage. I think specifically Greene County offered something in, dollars per acre that wasn't immediately available everywhere else. But the property we're in is special. It's an incredible house that had a lot of what we needed. It could sleep a lot of people. It had a big building adjacent to it that was could easily be converted into a dance studio. So it had a lot of the the bones that we were looking for. But when Stephen Petronio was shopping for this idea and properties, he was looking in the four counties of the Hudson Valley. He was looking in Ulster, Dutchess, Greene, and Columbia County, and really this particular property fits so many of his interests and the needs of the program that it was it moved very quickly once he found it.
And I guess so. The major impact, I guess, is there's going to be dancers up here spending money in local restaurants and going to local establishments, and so that it's a little bit of an infusion into the economy. How many people are you hiring?
So we'll see. There'll be roughly 10 dancers up per week with us. They'll be going out and about and seeing other things, participating in the scene here. And like I said, we'll be in some cases they'll be showing work in the area. They'll be getting to know the area. We've already had a number of people dream of staying longer and investing themselves in this area. I think it's when people come up, it's a chance for them to be exposed to the wonderful things that are going on in the Hudson Valley, what drew me and my family to this area. And I think that just that, bringing people up, is really part of the exposure and opportunity to the region I'm proud to be part of.
Is there anything else people should know about the Petronia residency program as it starts? When does it start, in April or May?
So we'll there will be some smaller things going on up at the property as soon as the weather gets stabilized, hopefully March, but maybe April. But the core of our program will start in late June, early July. Including the Petronio company, Stephen's company, will be up with a showing at Hudson Hall the weekend after 4th of July, the 7th of July, I think. So that's all in the works.
Do you know what that's going to be?
To be determined, but it'll be some smaller pieces that fit well in Hudson Hall that the company is currently touring and working with now.
And that space works great for dance?
Hudson Hall is good. I mean, they have a big, beautiful, open floor space. The stage itself is small for dance. It's really nice for music, but the works I've seen there that bring the dance onto the floor and put the audience in direct relationship with the movement have been really successful, and I think I think very highly of that place, and what they're able to do there is really exciting. So we're proud to be partnering with them. The ink's not dry on it, but it's we're proud to be part of that relationship.
All right, well, welcome to Greene County, and we're looking forward to seeing you this summer.
Thanks so much. All right.